Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and welcome back to Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time, where timeless stories meet everyday wisdom. Thanks for being here for what I hope is an inspiring episode. It's an episode I've titled, Great Rewards Only Come from Great Challenges. When we get up each day, we never think to ourselves, let's be ordinary. We hope for something more, a moment that matters, a chance to make an impression, a day that feels worth remembering. Whether it's in our work, our relationships, or the quiet goals we carry inside, we long for greatness in some form. But longing alone isn't enough. Great outcomes don't come from small efforts. They ask something of us. Courage. Persistence, sacrifice, and often they ask us to keep going long after the easy path has ended. That's the quiet truth behind every meaningful achievement. It was earned. Today's story is a beautiful reminder of that truth. The Journey to the Sun and the Moon is a Slavic folktale first translated into English over 125 years ago. It's a tale of wonder and determination, showing us that if we want results outside the ordinary, we must be willing to take steps outside the ordinary. Jean, a poor shepherd, and Annette, the brave and gentle daughter of a wealthy farmer, loved each other deeply. Though Annette cared nothing for riches, her father did. When Jean asked for her hand, the farmer replied, "You may marry Annette and inherit my wealth. If you ask the sun why he doesn't warm the night, and the moon why she doesn't shine by day." Undaunted, Jean set off. In a town he passed through, the locals asked him to inquire of the sun why their prized pear tree no longer bore fruit. In another town, the people begged him to ask why their well had turned foul and no longer produced pure water. Jean promised to seek answers. After a long journey, Jean reached the sun just as he was about to begin his day. "Why don't you warm the night?" Jean asked. The sun replied, "If I did, the world would burn." As for the pear tree in the well, he said his sister, the moon, would know. Jean then journeyed to the moon and asked why she didn't shine by day or warm the earth. "If I lit the day," she said, "plants would bear no fruit. Though I don't warm, I give dew, which nourishes the land." She then explained the pear tree had stopped bearing fruit because a royal child was buried beneath it without proper burial rites. If the rites were performed, the tree would bloom again. As for the poisoned well, a giant toad lay beneath its brim. Break the rim and kill the toad, and the water would run pure. On arriving at the town with the poisoned water, Jean shared the moon's wisdom. The villagers broke the well's brim, found the toad, killed it, and restored their water. All the people brought Jean presents, and thus laden with riches, he again set out. On arriving at the town where grew the unfruitful pear tree, he was warmly welcomed by the prince, who at once asked if he had forgotten to question the stars about the tree. Jean then related all the moon had said, and when his directions had been carried out, they were rewarded by seeing the tree blossom immediately. Jean was loaded with rich gifts, and the king presented him with a most valuable horse, by means of which he reached home very quickly. Jean rode home, wiser, and wealthier than before, wealthier even than his father-in-law. Though Annette rejoiced, her father was dismayed. He had hoped Jean would perish. But seeing Jean's success, he could do nothing but allow them to be married. The wedding was grand, with roasted crane, flowing mead, and music so sweet, it still echoes through the mountains. While this was just a shortened version of the tale, there's no shortage of meaning tucked inside it. Jean's journey might feel fantastical, but the lessons it carries are surprisingly down to earth. First, there's that quiet truth. When you act ordinary, people tend to see you that way. Annette saw Jean's heart, but her father only saw a poor shepherd. It wasn't until Jean set out and did something bold that others began to see what was really there. Sometimes, we have to show the world what we're made of before it knows how to respond. Second, you've got to step outside your comfort zone if you want to do something extraordinary. Jean didn't just take on a challenge, he took on the challenge. Talking to the sun and the moon? That's no small errand. But he didn't hesitate. He just started walking. And that's often how it works. The first step doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to happen. And third, when you do something extraordinary, people start to see you differently. By the end, Jean wasn't just the shepherd anymore. He was the one who solved problems, helped towns, and came home with more than anyone expected. He earned respect, not by demanding it, but by doing the kind of thing most people wouldn't dare to try. So if you're listening and wondering whether it's worth it to take that leap, to try something hard, to go after something big, this story says yes. Not because it's easy, but because it matters. Thanks for spending time with me today. As you head into your week, may you find the courage to take on something bold, even if it's just one small step. And may that step lead you somewhere you didn't expect, but deeply deserve. Until next time, this is Tales for Life, where stories remind us who we are and who we might become.